Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart podcast. I am your host, Darren Mott. And in this episode, we will talk about cyber risk. What is it? Why do you need to care about what it is? And how can you reduce it for yourself? All right, so I want to thank all of you who are participating in the Get Cyber Smart podcast. I do ask that you, if you have other friends that you think would benefit, or our family members really, that would benefit from this podcast, please feel free to pass it along to them. You can find this podcast on most of your major podcast outlets. If you like it, give a review. Give me feedback on things you'd like to hear down the road, topics you'd like me to discuss. I'm going to try to do these on Wednesdays as best I can. So this is going to be episode number two, what is cyber risk and why is it important to you? Why do you need to care what it is? And the key part for cyber risk is it's something I'm going to talk about all the time through this podcast. Because really, at the end of the day, when you are trying to protect yourself, protect your family members, protect your business online, what you're really talking about is reducing your overall cyber risk profile. Because you're never going to completely eliminate the risk that comes from dealing with things online, having connected devices, having your phone with you all the time and things like that. So we should really start with, what is the definition of cyber risk? And you can go look online at the National Institute of Standards and Technology has a definition. A bunch of folks have a definition. So I decided, what the heck? It's not going to hurt me if I come up with my own definition, and I can make it easy. So the definition I am using for cyber risk is the likelihood of something bad happening to your information, your resources, or your reputation due to online activity, and that activity could be yours or an adversary. So when you think about online activity, it's really everything in our lives. When you go to work and you log into your computer to do whatever you need to do at work, you're online. When you check your phone for your email, you're online. When you watch Hulu, you're online. When you check your Blink camera or your Ring doorbell, you're online. All of these things put you online, and they create a risk for something bad to potentially happen. Doesn't mean something's always bad going to happen, but just means there could be something bad happens. And so the way that risk is defined from a kind of a mathematical standpoint is cyber risk equals threats times vulnerabilities. And so we're going to talk about what threats and vulnerabilities are kind of briefly. Down the road, we will talk about them in more depth in other podcasts. But for the most part, threats are those things that are looking to do bad things to you. In other words, these are bad cyber criminal actors who want to steal your information for financial gain, who want to, you know, cause ransomware to occur, to do identity theft, to target your kids online, to do scams for the elderly. All of these are cyber criminal actors, and they are threats to your information, to your well-being, and that of your family and your coworkers. Another big cyber threat is nation-state actors. Now, from a personal standpoint, do you have to worry about nation-state actors? And when I say that, I mean cyber actors from China, Russia, Iran, countries that aren't necessarily friendly to us. And if you are listening to this in another country, then it is those countries and those nation-state actors that aren't friendly to you in those countries. I'm in the United States, so I tend to focus it on those particular threat countries that are threats to the United States. But obviously, hopefully, this podcast will reach others beyond just the United States. But every nation in the country has nation-state actors targeting their information and creating risk. And so, you know, you have to worry about those. Even if you are listening to this in Russia or China, then you need to worry about the U.S. nation-state actors, quite frankly. But insider threats, mostly that's a corporate problem. And let me step back real quick to nation-state actors, because I think I went off topic there. But so those are going to be more targeting towards business and government entities looking for that kind of information. They're probably not going to target try to get access to your computer your smart TV and things like that. But from a corporate perspective, insider threats, a big cyber threat, because these are people that have access to your data and could take it and give it to an adversary, give it to a competing company, do bad things with it. If you fire someone and they're a disgruntled employee, that can cause bad things to happen. So that's a threat that creates risk. And then really anyone or anything with ill intent is a cyber threat. And one of the things I've said for a long time on my other podcast, the Cyber Guy podcast, which if you're looking for more detailed information in a little longer format with interviews with folks, feel free to check that out. One of the things I say there, if you understand the threats targeting you and you can assess your risk overall, you can proceed wisely online. And that's what we're trying to do here, is make you understand kind of the cyber basics. So as you go about your daily life and you're dealing and interacting with the online community, you are reducing your risk and keeping you, your family, your business safe. So those are the threats. Vulnerabilities. What are vulnerabilities? Really two major vulnerabilities we worry about in the cyber world. The first one is the people. And so, you know, 90% of the cases the FBI works with from a cybersecurity perspective, and that's a bad term, from a cybercrime perspective, I guess I should say, resulted from some kind of social engineering. In other words, a bad guy got someone to click a link in an email, to open an attachment, to do something that caused malware or some other computer code to do bad things. That's really, I'm simplifying that greatly. And we'll talk more in detail down the road in future podcasts about this a little more. But essentially, you know, if you have a poor password, if you're naive to things online, if you have poor email hygiene, then that's going to make it easy for bad guys to get access to your network. Because at the end of the day, unless they can find vulnerabilities within computer code or within computer networks, they can't really get into a network, and therefore the risk is low. People is one of the vulnerabilities we have to worry about, which is why ideally, by listening to this podcast, you are reducing your risk simply by understanding the ways that bad guys are targeting you and your information. And hopefully you are, you know, by listening to this and listening to it in the future, you'll be a whole lot safer down the line. I've been told that I say my tagline too much. I'm trying not to say it quite as much in podcast number two here. But the second vulnerability beyond people's technology, unpatched software, outdated software. If anyone's listening to this podcast and you're still using Windows XP, then email me directly so I can tell you how to fix that problem, because you are asking for bad things to happen to you. Not most people aren't using Windows XP anymore. And the problem is Microsoft no longer supports it. All technology has underlying software code, and that code has vulnerabilities, and that is what bad guys target to try to get at, to try to compromise computer networks through some of this technology vulnerabilities. So if you look at your phone, your iPad, your computer, chances are you get updates quite frequently. It says, hey, update your computer, update your iPhone. The reason they're doing that is they found a flaw within their software. They're trying to patch that vulnerability so that bad guys can't compromise and use that vulnerability to do bad things. So that's a real quick look at what vulnerabilities are. So how do you reduce your risk? Understanding these threats, understanding there's vulnerabilities, what can you do to reduce your risk? Well, I'm going to give you five things. This is not an inclusive list, but at least it's a starting point to start thinking about. Because like I said, we're going to talk about cyber risk a lot. You're going to hear me talk cyber risk quite a bit. So get used to that. Hearing it, but you'll understand what it is when I say it. So first thing, understand threats are targeting you. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what information you have, how much money you have. There are bad guys looking to do bad things to you, your family, your business. So just understand those threats are out there. Do not think you don't have anything anyone would want. One of the standard lines I would hear from victims when we would talk to them or I would talk to them was, we didn't think we had anything anyone would want. Everybody has something someone would want that they would want to compromise, use, or what have you, that creates that cyber risk. Understand your devices all have vulnerabilities. I mean, honestly, you know, it's not a big surprise that devices have vulnerabilities because they all have underlying code, like I said, and so there's going to be vulnerabilities. You're never going to have a perfect piece of software and a perfect piece of hardware that you can say, hey, I don't have to worry about this whatsoever. There are people that'll say, hey, if you buy this technology, you'll completely eliminate your cyber risk. They are lying to you. No one can eliminate cyber risk completely unless you get rid of everything that's digitally connected. You go back to sending letters by mail. You go back to shopping at brick and mortar stores, and you pay in cash. Everything has vulnerabilities. Use strong passwords, embrace multi-factor authentication. We'll talk more about this down the line in the future, but those are two things you should really start thinking about is, do I have different kinds of passwords? Are they long? They should be 13 characters or more. And like I said, I believe next week I'll talk about passwords specifically because it's such an important topic. And then the week after that, we'll talk about multi-factor authentication because that's just as important. Those two things, strong passwords and use multi-factor authentication, you're going to reduce your cyber risk by almost, you know, 90% or more. And then patch your devices. When you get a list, something that says, hey, there's an update to your phone, update your phone. If there's an update to your Ring doorbell, update your Ring doorbell. If your TV says there's an update to your smart TV software, update that software. If you can turn on automatic updates, turn on automatic updates. Now, there are risks to this as well. If you're on a web browser and a web page pops up that says your browser's out of date, update it now. Chances are that is malware. They are relying on the human vulnerability for you to click on that. So do not click on updates that come from web pages. Go directly to the manufacturer or to the underlying software on your machine. Like, for example, I'm looking at a Mac right now. So if I go up here to the little Apple in the corner and hit about this Mac, it'll actually tell me if I need it. There's a button that says software update. If I click on that, I can find out if I have an update. I'm going to click on it right now and see if I have an update. And I have the box check that says automatically keep my Mac up to date. We can do the same thing in Windows. They have the same functionality. And it says your Mac is up to date. So they last checked it today just now. And so I have the latest up-to-date software on my Mac. Same thing with my phone. I can do the same on that. So again, patch those things when you can get it. And that is really the basic understanding of what cyber risk is. So now you know. So if you have questions or feedback about the podcast, topics you'd like to hear down the road, let me know and I will incorporate those in. Every once in a while, I may pop in if there's like a bunch of people say, hey, I want to know more about the dark web. I did get someone ask me about that on another thing. Then we'll talk about those kind of things. But email me, Darren@cybersmart.com. And again, I greatly want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. This is 11 minutes, a little longer than I necessarily hoped to be. I will try to shorten it up and tighten it up in the future. As you go through your week, understand that knowledge is protection. And you are a little more protected now than you were than when you started this podcast, because getting a little cyber smarter gets you a whole lot cyber safer. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you next week.